Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is May the 25th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job chapters 4 to 6. Do troubles originate from our past sins only? We read the words of Eliphaz in Job chapter 5 verses 17 to 19 like this. Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore do not despise the chastening of the Almighty. For he bruises, but he binds up. He wounds, but his hands make whole. He shall deliver you in 6 troubles. Yes, in 7, no evil shall touch you. After sitting silent for 7 days and nights, Job opened his mouth and started out by publicly cursing the day of his birth. This reaction to his suffering is the same that Jeremiah would also emulate later. Job intensified his anguish by wishing that he would have been born dead in his mother's womb. To have been stillborn at birth would have been better. Since that option was impossible, Job finally longed for death. Job's first respondent, Eliphaz, was from Teman in the Arabian desert. He first rebuked Job for his lack of composure in difficulty, especially since Job himself had comforted others in similar circumstances. But then he drove straight to the heart of the issue. No one ever suffered or died prematurely without sin having brought it on. Job therefore must have sinned. Sinners suffer because they sin. To say otherwise is to assert that God is not just. Continuing his charge against Job, Eliphaz became more personal in his accusations. He had seen people who started out well, but their world came crashing down later because of their sin. They suffered calamities similar to those of Job, which could not be attributed to bad luck or external causes. This is definitely God's judgment for sin in Job's life. The only solution for Job, Eliphaz said, was for him to turn back to God. What God did in Job's case, Eliphaz implied, was to bring suffering into his life as an alarm to help him come to grips with the reality of his sin. If Job would have made things right with God, he would once more enjoy the blessings of many children and abundant riches. The question before us is this. Do our troubles originate from past sins only? The answer is a resounding no. We know that Job was a righteous man, as asserted in Job chapter 1 verse 1 and Ezekiel chapter 14 verses 14 and 20. His troubles were not as a result of his past sins. Our Lord Jesus Christ also answers this question very clearly, as we see in Luke chapter 13 verses 1 to 5. There were present in that season some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Or those 18 on whom the tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all the other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Let us always remember that our troubles do not originate from our past sins only.